Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to my left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Kazeem Jamal, K to the A to the Z, in between Michael Akadiri and Darren G. Don't know.
Smooth, one take. And to the... He's on the far left now, man. You know, he was going to... Air on the side of reform, but he's changed his tact. He's on the far left now.
Go green.
Not independent. The independent MP for Islington North. Oh, yeah, not true. That left.
Jezza. Could be Jezza. But ask your bill payers permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
G.
You know what? For like, since we did the last episode,
yeah.
I've been going around saying... You all laughed at me. And you know how many people, shockingly, don't get the reference?
For real?
They just go, laughed at you for what?
See, that's it. Those are people who aren't deep in politics. You got to be deep in
all
it.
Memes.
Yeah, all memes. Yeah, exactly. All memes. You're not part of the culture, as they say, the meme culture. You got to be down with it.
Yeah, those
that
memes.
Should be recognized. That's one of the, I think, top 10 recognizable memes. Like if you're gonna go there, then
oh, I don't know about that.
I think so. In UK,
Still no.
Okay, UK political at least.
What, top, you say top 10 memes?
Yeah, in terms of UK
it's
memes,
it's in the top 50 for sure.
Oh, you say political memes?
Yeah.
Definitely
top 5 political memes, but top 10,
top 50 memes in general.
Memes in general.
Because there's Eddie Hearn's got about 3 of them.
Yeah, he's just a meme factory. This
yeah,
year.
Yeah, true. Eddie Hearn's got about 3. Context, Eddie Hearn.
Yeah, so
there's
and then Chris Eubank's got another 3.
Oh yeah.
Then you got the guys who you just don't know their names and stuff. So you got, I know there's one with the Spanish like or Hispanic like actor trying not to laugh. That's flipping funny. That's one of the dumbest accounts on Instagram. He goes English or Spanish, and there's
oh
like
that one. Yeah. See that one. I love the way that everyone's just ready for it.
Do you know what my favorite one? Middle aged man. And one guy, the last one he did, this guy says in the shop. He's literally about to fold, put some clothes back, and he says it. He's just holding it, and he's looking at the guy. He's like, I could do this all day, buddy.
Kids in my work are doing it. Unprofessional for you to be standing in the corridor for 25 minutes?
Why are you late?
English,
hey, Spanish. Hold on, no, I'm late, but
I ain't gay.
I ain't gay, though. That's all.
Full disclaimer, it's okay to be gay.
Yeah, we always have to put that disclaimer.
We've
said this disclaimer so many times that we may have an issue with this part.
Yeah. How many times can you prove you're not something?
I keep on having to
do it. Yeah, exactly.
Roll out the apology lectern to be like, hi guys.
I think gay people know that we're not homophobic.
You know what? I've got 2 announcements.
Come on,
you're
good and bad.
Oh, good and bad. Let's
good and bad. So start depends.
What's gonna give us more laughter? The bad will give us more laughter.
Yeah.
So let's go with the good first.
You missed your coach again.
Let's get.
I learned after last time. Here's not the place. It's not a safe space for me to talk about my coach journey.
It is.
So I won't. If I ever miss a coach again, I'm not coming here to divulge it because you guys mocked my life.
Have you cried for the 5th time in your life?
No tears.
Yeah, this second wank.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many wanks have you had now?
It was still on the
wait, hold on a second. Did you say you have only wanked once in your life?
No,
I didn't say that. But I definitely.
It's about like under 50. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, clearly under 50. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's not pastime for me.
This is like a, you know, pause before the fact. I couldn't imagine you.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know what we're doing with this.
That you just spent the last few minutes calling people GAY.
Listen. Oh
my goodness. How do you do it?
Do what?
Like, in your mind, play this game where the line, you're just popping over, back and forth the line. Like, how do you do it?
It's not a real line, my friend. You just, 1 minute you're gay, 1 minute you're sucking dicks. You know, it's just like...
Man, is that Chappelle line? I ain't gay, I'm just sucking these dicks to pass the time.
Have you seen Atlanta?
No.
There's a bit in when they're in the holding part of jail.
Yeah.
And so like there's someone in between us, Donald Glover's here, yeah. And this character's talking to this other character that's quite clearly transgender, right?
Yeah.
And he's going, "Hey, Lisa, man. Oh, man, I didn't know you was in here, Lisa. Oh, man. Remember when we used to kick it back in the day?" Donald Glover's like, "I can move." And then the guy goes, "I know." Right? And then he goes, "Remember we used to go to the movies, man? Yeah, man. We used to get freaky in the back of the movies. You like the movies, huh?"
Oh,
and then Donald Glover's still like, "You know, I don't have to." He's like, "Shut the fuck up." "Shut the fuck up, nigga." And then some other guy from way across the jail cell goes, "What do you mean you used to get freaky in the back of the cinema?" He goes, "Yeah, this is my ex-Lisa, man. We used to kick it back in the day." He goes, "Nigga, that's a man." He goes, "Nah, man." He goes, "If it's not a man, then why the fuck she in here with all the guys? She be in the other side with the women. That's a man. Nigga, you gay." And then he goes, "Hey, y'all be in jail, fucking and sucking. Y'all gay to me." He goes, "That's not the same, man." "That's not the same, man. That's prison dick, but you be touching booty holes on the outside."
That is crazy. And then he goes, for doing the same.
It was an old man that said it 2 minutes. And he goes like this, because they gotta wait to be put upstairs into the main bit of the jail. He goes, "I'm gonna stab you when we get upstairs to them cells, old man."
To shame someone for doing the same thing. That is wild. That is wild.
God, give us the good.
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
And then Donald Glover, when he does all that, there's this awkward silence, and Donald Glover's not looking at anyway. She's looking into space, and then the guy goes like this: "Stop acting weird, nigga." He goes, "I'm not.
Hot damn, you can't react awkwardly if it's awkward. That's hilarious. Prison sounds like a hell of a place, unless it's Wandsworth. That's wild.
Then it is a heck of a place.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Anyway, sorry, you had some news.
This is good news. Well, yeah, you said you want the good news first.
Yes.
Okay. All right, drum roll, please.
I know it's... Wait,
Let's guess.
How many guesses are we
going to do? Two. One each.
We had two last time.
No, one each.
Have we guessed it before and it was wrong?
No, clean slate, man. Clean slate.
I'm going professional.
You
go personal.
I'm going... are we doing a guess for each thing?
No, just one. That's it.
One guess for the good news and another guess for the bad news.
Yeah. When we get to the bad news, we can do the bad news.
Bad news.
It would be quite funny.
I think extended tour is good. This is good news.
Okay, that's Darren's bet.
You finally lost your virginity. Joking. I think baby number two.
One of you's correct.
Oh shit. Are they black?
What's black?
The winner.
Is the winner black?
Yeah.
Just checking both complexions. Yeah, I'm convinced the winner is of black heritage. The winner's wearing some form of eyewear.
Come on!
This guy's ignoring my glasses on. This guy's finished doing my glasses.
And you're looking at him as you said it.
That is the best bit of fun around eyewear. You couldn't find your glasses.
Yeah, I ran it back. They also has jewelry in their ears.
Oh, shut up, man.
All right, God, just
you can't fool me twice. Shame on me. God, fool
first,
can't be fooled more.
What's out of it? What is it?
Baby number two.
Oh! Yeah!
He just had sex and it felt so good.
Bullet, bullet, bullet.
really heard what you just
said. No, no, I heard you talking reckless. Oh. I heard the recklessness.
So this is with your wife? Sorry. That's the badness.
I know what the bad news is. 100%. But let's continue.
Yeah, man. But I guess by the time this comes out, should be about like probably 14 weeks.
It is.
So yeah, I had to scan the other day. All good. So you know.
Come on, man. Gang, gang.
Nice.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Due date January. So
what do you
think you are having?
Ninth?
Yes.
Wrong remembered.
Beep that out. No, joke.
Yours October 20. I'm gonna go 20. It's 23rd or 25th, either or.
Nope. Neither of those. So
where is it?
You're not my friend anymore.
What's mine?
No idea.
This year?
Let's try it. Be someone who has birthdays.
Darren's is January
9th. What? I just get older.
Yeah. It's just a fact. It's just...
Darren's is January
9th. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just established that. Did we 30 seconds ago?
You try it with someone who only knows your age because you filled it out on a form.
And then just one day.
Yeah, just like, oh.
Me.
Like him. He's like, oh. Yeah. I'm 30. All right.
Shit, then.
He's not a Jew and he's whatever age he wants to be.
Oh, shit. Well, I want to stay forever 21.
I think you're March.
No. No. I'm a summer baby.
Is it? Are you June? August.
July.
July. Yeah.
Has it been?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Is it? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah. I want you guys to feel terrible.
Happy birthday to you.
Suck 10 cocks each.
I want to know how you play this game with the lines.
So, when's your October? It's October something.
It's end of October. I don't know.
Same day as Arsene Wenger, same day as 21 Savage, same day as Deontay Wilder.
Oh, 21st of October.
No,
oh.
22nd.
Oh, why is it called 21 Savage then? Why is it just be 22 Savage? Anyway. congratulations.
Hey, cheers, man.
Do you know what you're having?
No, not yet. We're probably going to find out though. Last time we were very precious of it.
Yeah.
I think this time we will.
Any preference? Find out.
I'd like a daughter.
Yeah.
I think complete the quote unquote set.
Yeah, I think you'd be a good girl dad.
Yeah, I never. Obviously, bar my mother, I didn't grow up with a sister.
Yeah, she's bare testosterone in your house.
Yeah, it's four boys, three brothers. So I'd obviously got some now, and I don't know. I feel I'll like be missing out.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have grown up or raised or been around a daughter or a sister. So yeah. I would have missed out on that. So yeah, I think having a daughter's raised would be nice. Good for my development, so to speak. So, but obviously the Lord has already decided. So, yeah. You know, it's already been set in stone. So.
But society might change.
Oh, God. Oh, damn. Oh, let's
found his line.
The child's not even here yet. You've been talking about gender. Hold on, let them breathe.
Well, I can't believe you've given your child a gender already. Yeah. So.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't
Big
it?
Big 2024.
We'll leave them as a fetus.
Yep.
All right, fetus until they decide otherwise. You know, that's gentle parenting for you. let the fetus decide what gender they are.
When your child's born and they just call it baby Griffiths or baby...
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, baby son.
Your baby... Or all babies will be baby them day.
Baby them day. It'd be hard to distinguish who's baby who in the hospital if everyone's just baby
like,
them day.
We'll just like put a feature next to it. So like if it was when I was a kid and I was born, I'd be like baby them day, bracket, massive cock, bracket. Okay, and then that's...
But who deciphers who's baby just born has a massive cock? Because that's a scary job.
Whose
job is that?
I'm not going to...
Are you scared of your own joke?
I was then, yeah.
He's scared of
me. I was then, yeah. I was so scared of that flying out. That was close. Fair. And I really want to say it. It's like a sneeze. Anyway.
That's good news. Good
yeah,
news.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, yeah. Two will be two.
Two under two.
No, won't be, no. My boy will be by January. He'll be two and a bit. So, yeah.
I'm trying to heal that.
At least two under two and a half, at least.
No,
anyway.
I'm trying to hear all that. Two under two.
Two under two. No, we weren't quick enough, all of that. But yeah, so that's good news.
Unless you're having twins.
Oh, no.
Shit.
No, the headache. No, it's single uterus.
this guy's malfunctioned.
No,
Kid is stammer.
Yeah, I
tickle me.
Nah. The thought of that. Because the nursery, I remember I saw a man like a few weeks ago leave nursery with three kids. I think he's flipping rich, bro.
What, and what, twins in that set? Or?
No, I think they were just one, two. One of them was a twin, or they were close together. But I was like, I just saw three heads and walking out. I was like,
three heads.
This man is rich. I said, that's true wealth. That is true. I don't care what car he drives. He's got three kids in this big boy nursery. Yeah, he needs money.
Yeah, you need a whole network for that. You need family support, both sets of grandparents, local. That's long.
Yeah.
Three kids.
Mm.
Young kids as well. Yeah, so I was like, damn. So yeah, that's like the four twins. Woo! But yeah, so you on the way. That's the good news.
Bad news.
So it's up to you guys.
Bad news, I think, is you're going back to work.
Ooh, I understand why you'd think that based on the good news. Damn, you don't think the jokes are that hot? Okay, nice. Let's go.
So mine's worse. That's like Thor's cats.
Or the bad news, you're getting a vasectomy.
My wife wants me to get one, but it's not the bad news. We're not there yet.
Oh, bad
news. Is it professional or personal? Bit above.
Well, you've already guessed now, so it's personal.
See, I feel.
But you went tour cancelled. You went back to.
Yeah, that's professional. I've gone professional there. Personal. Car got broken into.
You're getting rid of
your
Mercedes.
Yeah, I went. Car got broken into. You've got the same.
Well, my neighbour has been broken into recently, so I could be on the verge. I could be next. That's scary.
Coming to your house today.
I just keep on getting it wrong.
Yeah, it's scary. my neighbours. Yeah, one of them even knocked on the door. Said, "Did you see anything like that?" No, sir.
Only from
not me.
Point of view.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do it.
All right, I'm gonna do one more guess. Bad news. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the news? 10 being the worst.
It's not. It's lower single digits than higher single digits. Okay. But it's but I consider it bad because just of my, you know, I've been talking about personal branding and whatnot and being a man of your word and integrity. So.
What?
You got to change part of your show?
Nah.
That's not your personal. That's professional.
That's professional.
I have his word. He's leaving the pod.
It's just like, I'm not saying filthy fellas. I haven't been stealing money.
Have you seen that?
I haven't followed it properly, okay. But
no, I just saw the tweet, which intrigued me.
Don't know. Did you finish guessing?
You guys giving up?
I finished.
All right. But well, I feel bad, but I can't make Zadie's party. That's it.
That's where they'd answer my question today.
Yeah, well, I thought I want to tell you in person. I don't want to just say it in the text. I think if you're going to let someone down, you should look them.
Oh, you've scanned that day?
No. Oh. Annoyingly, because so I was meant to go on a family holiday. It didn't happen. Then I said, no, I can go. And then family-in-law are holding a family barbecue that day. And logistically, can't do both.
Good to know your priorities. Huh?
Isn't it?
Well, you know. Someone had to be disappointed. And I just said...
And it's my daughter.
Yeah, so Zadie's got a gift on the way to the house. It's already been sent. She'll get it this week. And I'll have to catch up with her another time. So
hey, I don't like... I also don't know if it was you that did it.
What have I done?
Or
what have I done?
If it was something your wife did. So I just want to say this.
What about allergies?
Your wife did... No. If your wife did it, makes sense. Love it.
That list.
If you did it, fuck you.
Well, that list.
Yeah.
My wife.
Cool.
She goes, my wife.
Because there was something about me that goes, Darren's so like.
Nah.
Meticulous. Excel.
My wife even
Excel
went.
Excel spreadsheet.
She goes, do you think there's anything else we should add on the list? I was like, I haven't even looked at this list. I don't know what's on the list to know to add to the list.
It made me feel two emotions depending on who did the list. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, but I guess you're more respectful of Naomi than you are.
No, because but no, that, well,
yeah,
yes. Yeah.
That's what it came down to.
That's not what I mean.
But that's how you feel.
I feel like if Naomi did it, it makes sense.
If Naomi did it, it's because she's organized. and stuff. Yeah. If I did it, it's like I'm trying to piss people. I'm trying to piss him off. I don't know what to get.
Like, I just wanted you to say. I just wanted you to write back and be like, "Yeah, puzzles." Right? Yeah,
there's that. No,
this and then I felt like that made this list to just be like, because the way you sent it was just like, one better bitch. Here's a list.
One step ahead. It's like one step ahead, isn't it?
That you can reserve on there.
Yeah, I like it.
With the list thing, right? We had a whole debate about it. Going, should you send it? Shouldn't you? Because like people do it for weddings and whatever.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we even saw it online as a debate about is it the dud thing to put a gift list. And I said people don't have to buy from it, but what happens most times is people go, "What should I get your kid?"
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
You're just like, and then people get you something, and most of the time they'll get you something, and if they see you didn't really want it, you're even seeing their face go,
or you get duplicates.
Yeah, they said, if you just said what you wanted, I would have got you this. No
doubt.
Yeah,
or you always get this line, receipts in a bag.
Yeah, receipts bag. He's like, I'm giving you this time. I'm no giving, idea
I'm,
knowing.
I'm giving you this gift, no receipt.
No receipt. I've screwed. I'm going to eat the receipt.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what I'm actually going to do? I'm going to put a receipt in, but I'm going to go over it with a Sharpie so we can't take it.
From the list.
No, it's that awkward thing, isn't it? Like, oh, like I don't assume you're getting me a gift, but if you are going to get one, you might as well get one that's of use, isn't it? So yeah. I think it's better to have a list.
You say that because I was like, what does he want? I was like, oh, he just fucking wants a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, he's really weird.
He's wanted it since the womb, actually.
It's mad, he wants a new car. That's what he wants. He wants a new car.
Depending who's asking the question, it's really weird. I was speaking to him the other day. He can't actually talk, but speaking to him the other day, and he just really wants you to give his dad a blowjob.
Oh my, oh Lord.
I was mortified. I was like, I was disgusted too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the look on my face?
Well, we can't disappoint our son now.
Imagine the look on my face. Ear to ear grin.
So,
wowza.
So, do you want to disappoint my son or not?
That is wild.
That's a crazy negotiation tactic. That is crazy.
But you can't come to the party. That's fine.
I'll let her know.
I'll let her know on the pod, see if she replies.
Oh, well, telling your daughter right now?
Nah, she's in bed. Oh. I'm telling my wife.
Oh, yeah. Apologies. I was going to say maybe do a play date sometime. Because I need the kids to...
Well, so you can cancel us again?
Hot damn.
I mean, I'm above it. It's fine.
It's above you now.
Summer holidays are coming up.
You do you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it would be a nice idea. But then I also thought... I don't know if you're doing something for Kaziah's birthday again. Because sometimes when people get to two, they stop bothering.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm just thinking now they're a bit older. So they all... Last time they all met was my sons, and they were quite young. Now they're a bit older, a bit more with it. They can actually probably interact a little. You know, be nice. Mm. It's an idea I'm just throwing out there, probably just to compensate feeling bad. But yeah, so I've got the things off my chest that I wanted to bring to the pod, the good and the bad news. So
lovely.
Anyone else got anything they want to share with the pod and our wider listeners?
I am fucking Trent.
Arne Slot. No.
Nothing's happened with your kids.
He says bye.
Says bye. Nice.
He says it at bedtime.
Oh, so in context.
Yeah. You walk up the stairs. I walk him up the stairs. You go, bye. And he says no.
Yep. Yeah.
Fun times. We've really hit a roadblock here, haven't we?
No. I've got a question. I've got a question for you, Kazim. And this is based off the obviously the football stuff,
Black.
Yeah, it's Palmer's black. Tournament's over now.
I will say this because
everyone needs to apologize to Southgate because I can't believe England won.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone wanted Southgate ended up winning. Yeah. He could have gone down to semi finals. Who really knows? We're showing how early we're in the final.
Come on, Arsenal.
But I mean, France winning it was expected, and they did win it. But Netherlands shocked everyone by winning it, and you know Spain.
But Spain, you know, now the young kids with Nico Williams, you know, they done a good job. So you know, fair play. We've covered all four bases. But of course, with the penalty shootout,
and Labour won.
Yeah.
We want that. This is real old news. Like, that hot dog. That is real old news.
Oh, Keir Starmer. Let's go.
Yeah. So,
can I just say this? I've been saying Cole Palmer has been black from the beginning of the tournament, because I said from the very beginning, if England crash out the tournament or whatever, and you racists want to send your abuse, that's fine. But this time, just make sure you include Cole Palmer, all right?
And Kieran Trippier. Racism.
Kieran Trippier is of mixed heritage.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Who's actually fucking English in this fucking... Jordan Pickford.
Stones, Pickford and Foden.
Are you saying, like, ethnically...
English! Declan Rice has represented Ireland at men's level.
He's children of Irish immigrants, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know his parents.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so it's got to be interesting, because that's been the debate online, because people said five black players, and then people have tried to, when they've included Cole Palmer pictures, like, well, players of black heritage, and tried to be all smart with it. And I was thinking, probably if we're looking genetically, I guess your son's probably similar in that realm. And would you?
Bar Bukayo Saka, I can't remembering who's took it. So Bukayo Saka
and Tony.
Tony.
So them two are probably the only two out of the five.
You took the other ones.
Trent and Jude. So they're the only two out of five that would be like
full black.
Straight, like in one generation down, like boom, yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest, it's all mixed heritage.
Yeah.
So, it's cool, like, well, and then four out of the five, society just sees them as black. They don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't go, ooh, you kind of black bastard.
Yeah.
So, Cole's probably the only one that kind of gets away with it, like, visually.
Yeah.
But he stands on business. He represents for all his...
Saint Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah. So shouts out to him. What's my thoughts?
Yeah. What's your thoughts? I guess because I was in a similar boat, and obviously I know you've made jokes before on the pod about, oh, you're gonna get him to say the N word and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I guess that says to me it's something that's conscious on your mind too, if you're making jokes to that end. So I just wanted to know what you sort of thought of it. Do you say he's, if anyone question you, are you like, he's black? Or like, how do you compute it? I'm just curious now.
Like, proper genuinely, like, because people that aren't my friends.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people I consider like good friends. I consider you two good friends.
Mm.
Right? Not just someone that I, like no disrespect to him, okay? Like, he's my friend.
I'm about to say, you talk about his son now. No disrespect to my son.
No, I just need to put it into context.
Yeah, yeah, like, go ahead.
For us.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? So, let's just say, Mushin, yeah?
Okay.
Like, he's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know anything past Mushin.
Yeah, you don't know him beyond
comedy. I've met you guys' wives and family members and vice versa and whatnot. And, you know... and stuff like that. So I consider you guys good friends. So if we were here, you know, someone wanted you to correct a joke or whatever, yeah, I'd just kind of be like, oh, yeah. I know your heart in it.
Yeah.
Right? But people have...
tried to...
immediately. I think I said before, people have immediately just gone to his complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, white people.
Oh,
okay. I thought it'd be more... us lot.
No, black... Black people, white
because they even had the whole, like, the royal scandal thing. They asked about Harry and Meghan, like, how dark will they be?
Yeah.
And people were outraged. So I was like,
well, put it this way,
that's pure black people behavior. That is, yeah. How dark is his baby? Or they asked, how light is the baby?
Well, like, one auntie at work, right?
Yeah,
just took it upon herself one day. I had to bring him into work one day.
Mm.
And one auntie just took it upon herself to be like, oh, bloody, your son's very light. Yeah, me and this other auntie woman said, oh, yeah. Basically, I can't remember what the joke was, but the joke premise was that he's not mine.
Okay.
And I was like,
oh, hilarious. I
don't really care how old you are, that don't run, kind of thing. So people have always mentioned it instead of asking or inquiring, like, oh, is he a happy baby? Is he a healthy baby?
Mm.
Does anyone actually just ask directly what his, or where's his mum from? Or do they just ask, or do they always just skirt around in this weird kind of thing of,
we're making a joke.
No, it's two ends of the spectrum. It's either people just either figure it out or just keep it to themselves or say it out of earshot, or they think they get too familiar and think they like your top brethren and think they can drop a bar on you and you're like, no, that's not what it is, bro. And it riles me because, not because I care about it. I don't care. I don't care at all.
Mm.
I think, you know, as we all know how difficult it can be. It's not like the films and TV, how difficult it can be to have a child.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I think like our journeys are very similar.
Mm.
Not identical, but you know, trials and tribulations. And I don't know, touch wood, you haven't, but I don't...
No, I definitely haven't experienced what you've experienced. So,
when you finally do it and your child is here...
Yeah.
And now the centre of conversation is just like, well, why is he so light? Or why is he so dark? Or what's this, what's that? And it's like, well, actually, no, there's been a lot of tears, a lot of trauma and stuff like that. To just get this boy here. And to be honest, I don't really care if he came out blue, green, yellow,
pink.
Just as long as he came out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kind of thing. So,
all perspective.
Yeah, I it's going to sound so cliche and so, and I don't know if this ever got anywhere and Black Twitter will kill me. I don't see colour with him. I just see my son. You know, so, but obviously, that's like the very like cliche thing to say, but obviously I'm not stupid either.
Yeah.
But if you know me, like I'm saying, if you're a good friend of mine, you will know that my mum's mixed race, my son's mum is white. My dad's dad was mixed race, so those genes are in there somewhere.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they just happen to they just happen to come out in my son. What would be interesting. And Cherie's even spoke about this before, was to be like, imagine we'd had another one to see if it was just like...
Yeah. Well, using the Cole Palmer example, his sister looks darker in the sense of features-wise. Skin complexion is probably the same. But like Cole's actually got quite fair hair. That adds to it, right? It's the kind of... his fair. He's kind of thinks about like, even freckles and stuff. Like It's hard. I think it's harder for people to
look and go... Yeah.
Oh, right. Whereas if you say that Trippier, for example, Ross Barkley.
Oh, Ross Barkley. Yeah.
You kind of go, oh, actually, you look more, it's more, I don't know. For me, I'm like, something there. I can see something there. Than when I look at someone like Cole Palmer.
If you stand, because I up next to like a British or European kid of his age. Yeah,
then he looks.
Then you go, that kid's got something in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might not be able to pinpoint what it is.
Yeah.
And also, names mean a lot.
Yeah.
So the fact his first name's Kaziah.
Yeah.
And his surname is
a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will make people go,
adopted.
How does it work? Because you're technically double barreled.
So... Yeah, so he's got a double barreled surname as well.
Well, you're same double barreled surname you've got.
Or with. Therese.
No, my double-barreled surname.
Okay.
Because the second part of my surname is also his sister's surname. So to keep it all inclusive.
Oh, is it? This is ironically, this has got, I mean, coincidentally, she's got the same...
Coincidentally. And she's got family members that have the same name as my family members. And they live in the same area.
Are they related?
No. I've done the...
You're only 23 and me.
I was like, I know I never met my little sister.
Is this fam...
Shit, dog.
Shit, then.
Is this...
I'm stepdad to my little sister.
Is her dad's family from the same island?
No.
No, okay.
No. that would have been techie. But yeah.
Oh, those are Badger. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, Badger. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to use it.
Yeah,
use it. But obviously, you have to think outside of yourself, and it made her feel more included.
No doubt.
Have the same part of the same name as her brother.
Yeah, of course.
Because, and also, because I know you said you don't see colour, but I think it's one of the things where, because you don't see colour, it didn't matter to you who you partnered up with. Therefore, it's not going to matter to you what your son comes out looking like.
Look, don't get me wrong. At first, I was like, that's not what I ordered.
Yeah, because I hear that.
There's an elephant in the room. I'm like, okay, because the baby is.
So talk about the delivery now. So you had the delivery.
Because if we jump on Honesty Lane, that would probably be one of the deciding factors for me when I was like single, thinking, oh, who am I going to settle down with?
Yeah.
I'll see some of my friends and have kids, and I'm like, that's mad for me.
That's mad
for me. That, for me, as the other, obviously, yeah, it's not mad that someone's got a mixed race child. And I'm thinking, I'm not even that dark. So if I give one, that kid could come out just light.
Come on, ginger.
Yeah, I could. My
black features, ginger hair.
Oh, my mom's got copper colour hair.
Yeah.
Naturally, so that could, I could have like a little Wes Brown kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, good example. Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's bad for me.
No, he came out and he was like, obviously I didn't have no blood circulating like that.
Yeah.
So he came out and he was purple.
Right. He was like, dark skin.
And I was like,
I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga.
I was like, it's not black.
Purple's a colour.
Can I see it in a shade down? Like a Dulux chart.
The cramp twins.
Yeah. And then obviously, like, blood starts circulating. They put him under that little thing. But when he was born, he had jaundice.
Right.
So I was like, still don't. No, but obviously there's that kind of, I wouldn't call it a wives' tale. It's very like on the money of looking at their knuckles and their ears.
The tip of their fingernails.
Tips of their fingers, knuckles, ears. And I was like, yep. This is it. And I was looking and I was like, yeah, you ain't got it, cur. yeah. And then, was it when he was first, straight away when he was born? Yeah, because he wouldn't open his eyes properly. And he wouldn't open his eyes to Sheree.
Yeah.
But he kept opening them to me, like, briefly. And I was like, his eyes are blue. And she was like, no, they're not. I was like, his eyes are blue, but he had black hair.
Yeah.
And then, like, that you go through the change and bald on the side and whatnot. And then it came through blonde and curly. And, yeah, so, yeah, I'm not silly. Like, I not to say that's what you're saying, but, like, I know.
You know how society would perceive it? Is that like, what you mean, I know?
Like, I know that if we're all together doing something family orientated, I know the gang looks nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't make, like, we've heard people in the pub going, well, the girl's definitely his, but the boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, as you're just going about, like, if you're going to the toilet, you overhear people doing...
I didn't hear it myself, but when her family were over from wherever, I can't remember.
Right? Yeah.
For the christening, we went to go meet them, like, the day before at the pub, and one of her aunts came back and was like, I just had to tell that lady off for what she said, and that's what this is.
Oh, because obviously the family that came over looked like they're pub regulars, probably. So they will probably, the people that said these things probably said it feeling confident that it's not going to get back to you guys.
I don't think they knew that. Yeah.
So they just blended into the background. So it's almost like when someone, you always hear, oh, that guy's racist. He thinks he can talk to me about being racist. And
like, because I was going to hear some real true thoughts from white
colleagues.
Like
Tony Bellew, have you heard what he said? Tony Bellew's mixed race. He said people will say outlandish things in front of him. Thinking.
See, whereas I look at Tony Bellew, they'll be like, no, you...
There's a tinge there.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Like, in terms of, like, seeing colour, like, obviously, like, I I knew it was a possibility. I've got a cousin who is the exact same, actually, really. I mean, was growing up, she had green eyes, very fair skin, blondish kind of, but frizzy hair. So that kind of stuff gave it away. But, you know, we'll just see what... We'll see what happens, man. Like, he's... I don't know if it's the son, but he's getting a bit, like, more Turkish-y, I would say, right now. He's
picking something up.
Yeah, he's getting a bit more Istanbul. Yeah. More Istanbul than Igbo, you know, but whatever.
It is. Well, that's the thing. Like, as I said, if you weren't... If
Colin
you weren't,
Kazim Richards.
Yeah, that.
Because clearly, Darren said he probably when... he's picking his... sort of partner, he's thinking about his kids. I guess if you weren't bothered, then it's not going to influence your decision making when of picking your partner.
When I was younger, like I'd say between 16 and 21, like it's testament to my son, but I was dipping in the bag of snow bunnies and
swimming in the milk,
full fat. That's not a no. Cut that bit out. Because that sounds like a joke on something else.
No, I meant it like that. You got strong milk there. That's how I took it as like the
I know how I meant it, but that can be misconstrued.
Yeah. You're skimming out here.
Blue tap.
Milk of magnesia.
But I was like, party line was that I'm gonna have my kids with a black woman though.
Yeah.
And then
snow
bunny got me. No, I'm joking. Fuck Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar, I should show Dr. Umar a picture of my son. He had a fucking stroke.
Are you just going to give a random photo?
Yeah, I feel like it. I'll be like, look at your worst nightmare, bitch. Have a stroke and die.
He still isn't married with kids, is he? Huh? Dr. Umar.
He's got two adult daughters. I know that. I don't think he's with the child's mother.
Oh, typical.
Holy.
Nah, but you can't just be talking about the black household, the family, and you got to do some practicing what you're preaching.
You know what I mean? Hey, I can't defend that. You got to hold that down.
But yeah, you can't choose. Well, you can and you can't, but like you are attracted to what you're attracted to.
Absolutely.
And you know, things they align how they align. Don't regret any part of it.
Nor should you.
Yeah, so,
yeah. Yeah, no, good.
Shout out to Cole Palmer.
Yeah, big up, man. Scored his penalty.
Kieran Trippier. Any more for any more?
Football, not that.
Okay. No, not in the England squad. Just in general.
Though, Connor Cody, I've got a sneaky suspicion about.
You think?
Shout out to Tony Bellew.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if one of Conor Cody's
tinge there, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's interesting. Now it's a spectrum, isn't it? You know.
Basically, what we're
and
doing
where you
is
fall
we're, these are agents, right? And we're just gonna what we're gonna do is we're gonna just get him into like far right parties, and start changing from within.
You all laughed at me.
Because it's just the same with like. It can go the other way because I guess you're like, if you're doing fractions, you're three quarters. Mm. Like,
probably even less. Depending on what's been passed down from.
Of course, it's never that thing. But, I guess it goes the other way around where you've got like someone like a Cole Palmer. If you end up getting with a mixed race woman who's like half black, half white, then that kid comes out darker than people expect. They're like, oh, where does that come from? It's like, oh, my granddad's actually from St. Kitts. It's like, never expect that. Because we've got family friends who they're the inverse of each other. So one is, got, let's say, three black grandparents or one white grandparent, and the other one's got one black grandparent and three white grandparents. Mm. So, and they've got two kids with each other. And then their kids have just come out looking mixed race, but
quarters and
but one is lighter, one is darker. It's just like it's interesting to see them all together.
How they mix,
and stuff. And he's one who got the three white grandparents. Yeah, he says that people just assume he's just white, and so they hear stuff. He just hears stuff, but
he
just
must.
Like,
he's one of them agents.
Yeah, he's just like. Oh, no.
I feel bad for my son's sister. Because for 9 months she was like, "What's my brother gonna look like?" And I was like,
"Look like you."
Guess who's a liar now?
But then, I guess, was that seeing your daughter, was that like a, I don't know if full sense of security is the right term, because you must have used her as a yardstick to be like, well, you know.
Or my mum. Like my own mum.
Yeah. Been like, well, you're going to look like that because your daughter, the biological dad, I don't know if he's darker than you or in terms of complexion. Yeah. So, but you're probably going to think you maybe not so far off. So you almost, you're seeing, oh, probably come out like this, so to speak.
It's just one of those things. I think a lot like pregnancies and childbirth and things like that, I feel like you never quite understand how easy these things are made to seem.
Yeah.
Until you're in, it's happening in your life.
Absolutely.
On film and TV, it looks like you just have sex, get pregnant, have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby comes out looking a bit like dad or a bit like the mum.
Yeah.
Or a bit more than one or the other or whatever. But it's like, yeah. And then you then like go through and you go, oh no, well, it's not just ABC.
Absolutely.
And it's not ABC for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of, and that was kind of my naivety to being like, all right, I've understood that pregnancies are difficult and I'm not naive to that anymore. But then for 9 months, I'm naive to being like, it's just going to be similar complexion to a sister.
Here's a question then. Do you think you would have been, I guess, not level-headed because it's not going to be mad at anything. I guess more like appreciative of what's important because of the stuff you went through with your missus. And it says, if you didn't go through that, bang, pregnant, first time, the baby comes, and then he comes out lighter. Do you think it'd be more of a thing of,
oh, raw, man, like he's... Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, do you think...
So there can only be a variation if there's trials and tribulations.
No, because I think that's what might have that's what I've imagined might have happened is because you've actually gone through stuff. It's like, yeah, it's almost like it's an interesting thing to notice that my son's lighter than me, but at the end of the day, I don't care. Whereas if you hadn't gone through all of that, you might be more hung up on dumb shit like. I mean, like the same way that if he ends up not being good at football, you'd be like, I actually don't care. I just want my son's just here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he's a blessing regardless.
If you get life easy,
yeah,
you're not worried about just dumb shit. Like, why is he not like football? It's like, I don't actually care if he likes football. Or not. I'm just happy he's here.
That's very true.
Mm.
Well, it's hard to say. My mum always, not like, warned me, but she was like, even before I'd even got anyone pregnant before in my life, she was like, you know, like you could have like a ginger kid.
Oh, damn.
No, but what,
that specifically?
What? No, just in general, she'd just be like, you know, like your kid could come out and just be like a ginger kid.
No, but
me and my mum will play Gene Wars.
Oh.
Me and my mum will play who's blacker than who.
Oh, you two going back and forth.
And you are technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, no.
Your mom's 50% black.
Yeah.
50% white.
Straight from Nigeria, no dilution.
Straight from Nigeria. Yeah.
Straight from the source of Africa.
Western Union.
Because I was about to say, because your dad's from the Caribbean, there's
there could have been some. Yeah, it could have been some.
There's probably some banger in there.
Yeah, pull a bit of that out, add a bit of this in.
Sugar spice and everything nice.
That's what I mean.
What the chemical works.
Yeah. But she was like, yeah, so it could all be in you. It could all just come out and in the wash with you. And she spoke it into the universe and it happened.
I'm 10% European.
Oh, have you done a 23andMe?
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
So I'm scared to do one, man.
Why, yours has come out just 100%.
Yeah, no, because if it doesn't come out 100% Nigerian, then I have to fuck some shit up.
Just one sliver.
Yeah, like if I see any Scandinavian there, but hey, what's going on?
This guy's so Nigerian, one sliver of Ghanaian. It's like, no!
Yeah, I didn't even mean 100%. Ignorance is bliss. So currently I'm 100% Nigerian, but if I see anything else, I'll be mad.
99% Nigerian. And there's 1% Cameroonian. this, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think my French is basic, cuz
all of a sudden that black brotherhood lecture goes out the window. The fuck you mean?
Fuck you mean?
Where's the solidarity now?
I'm interested you do, because I'd like to see someone who's just got 100% of something.
That's what I'm saying. I was 100% clear.
Is there other percentages on yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, don't tell us.
I'm going to guess.
I feel like we should do it and then everyone bring their results
in. Oh, I thought you were going to try and guess by
it. it'll be good content. That'll be good, yeah. Yeah. We need to be doing
that. I have a joke because in the pandemic, my mum got like really into all that stuff.
Yeah.
What, genealogy?
Yeah. I think she did hers. But I make the joke up and I go, yeah, I did one as well. I did the thing, like spat in the cup, whatever, sent it off, and it came back Lewisham. It was weird, right? Gets a little chuckle.
I'm trying to find it.
I'll do it for content, but I'm very scared. I'll probably make the content better, but I'm very scared to hear to find out anything other than
Wouldn't it be funny if I'm blacker than you?
I'll be hysterical. I don't know what I'll do.
You get a refund.
Naomi did it at the same time because it's like special offer, like 2 for 1. So, alright, cool, let's do it. And we slightly did it just like, you know, what if we related though? What would you do if it comes back as second cousins?
But then what if your kid's got 2 eyes and a mouth and everything
legal,
like that? And
yeah, you're legally allowed to marry your first cousin.
Yeah, that's wild. So,
but in this UK?
In this UK.
Your mother's brother's kid.
Yeah, you have the same grandparents.
That's mad.
That is batars, cuz.
At least everyone agree on the wedding plans.
Your side family or my side?
This side's for family, this side's for friends.
It's all mad. But yeah, but it's.
And now we'll have a speech from the groom's father. Cheers. And now we'll have a speech from the bride's father. Fuck's sake. I've just sat down.
It's my dumb mix. So Nigerian's the biggest one, obviously.
What percent in Nigerian are you?
66.4.
Oh yeah, I remember this now. You did this a while ago. Because I was gonna bring it up at Wahala. I remember now. I was gonna say he's more fucking African than me.
66.4%.
Did it say what region?
Nah, but it knows that
that's
it's
a majority vote. That's Keir Starmer.
You
can form a government with that one. Then
66%. Have you gone back to your homeland?
Not yet.
Jeez.
And then 19.5% Sierra Leonean.
Okay, so
where is Jamaica?
You don't have Jamaica on the DNA thing.
It's Caribbean, West Indies.
No, it's
you know history.
What?
He is disgusting me right now.
Wait.
Darren is disgusting.
Wait. You just told me you were 66% Nigerian.
Yep.
19% Sam?
Yeah.
It's gonna be all other African countries and maybe some European countries.
Yeah.
Why no Caribbean countries?
Because you can't be indigenous from...
Unless I'm like Arawak Indian or...
Oh, so there's... Okay, so there's no...
indigenous
Jamaicans. There's no Jamaican...
Do you know where black people are from? Do you know where black people are from?
Atlanta.
you know there's no indigenous Jamaicans? Or if there were, they've been wiped out.
Yeah, they're not black.
So Beanie Man...
Afro-Jamaicans, Africa.
Why could no one fucking tell me this when I was battling this bastard?
Well, that's what I would bring up at Wahala.
I would have thought you would have done, yeah.
And then people would be like, we didn't come in to hear facts. And then they would just be like, go and tell a joke about flyers around Africans.
Well, you learn something new every day.
You fucking around?
Nope.
So what about like African-Americans? You understand that they're...
African.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
You know the ship? Stop the Jamaica first before going to America.
It's a stopping point. All the black people from Africa.
I know they brought Africans.
So who do you think was in the Caribbean before? Does other black people?
I didn't know if it would just be like, the the minutia had changed to be like, yeah, that's Jamaican blood.
Be fair,
Jamaican.
To
DNA.
Be fair, I'll give him this.
Yeah,
under the Nigeria thing, it does say Jamaica, as in it knows it's via Jamaica.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, but we know that.
Yeah, for him.
No, but this is just, I wouldn't have told him from Jamaica. They know because of, I guess, certain genetic groups of Nigerians of all.
Because obviously, if I do it, it's going to be Nigerian, but it's not going to have that Jamaican flag.
Yeah.
You're just gonna say Jamaican flag in the DNA.
Your one is just gonna say Nigeria, Nigeria.
Yeah, 100%.
So, what was I gonna say? So,
what's the rest?
So, like African Americans.
Yeah.
You're African.
Afro Caribbean. Yeah.
No, you are
Afro Jamaican, Afro Caribbean. Yeah.
You're an.
That's what
African Jamaican.
That's Afro Jamaican. That's why the whole
don't abbreviate it. Full name.
No, but that's what
African Jamaican.
No, but that's what Afro Caribbean means.
I don't want to hear all that shit.
That's why when they say it's like one nation. Yeah. What did Jamaica say? One nation
out of many one people.
Yeah, there we go. That's why you can have like
guys. Have you seen my son? I don't need to hear this shit. he's going straight to board position. he's going straight
on
the board.
Come on.
Okay.
That's the privilege you
via the Ivy League.
Did you pass on that privilege? I don't know. That's privilege he just built himself.
That's privilege from my nutsack, boy. Use it.
Then, so 60% Nigerian, 90% Sierra Leonean. So
1.4% just West Africa. They don't know where about West Africa.
They just put you in the map somewhere.
They haven't got enough, I guess, enough samples to go.
That's gone.
That's from X, yeah.
Then the next largest one, 9.2% Irish, Scottish, and Welsh.
Oh,
so not English. I've got no English in me at all.
Oh, so that's the Griffiths in
there. Yeah, this exactly. Yeah, that means that there was either
a bad person,
or people be selling out.
Selling out for a check.
You know what I mean, trying to fuck their way into the house. Anyway, so
that big on the horse.
Hey, how come? I got here on a horse now.
Is it in that same film when they was like getting a glass of lemonade and Samuel Jackson's like, lemonade?
What's that, Django?
That is too funny.
And then this is where it goes. This is what, 2.1% South Asian.
Oh!
I can see it.
And then 1.4%.
Does it tell you where in South Asia?
No, it just says South Asia. Then 1.4% Nepali.
Nepal!
Yeah.
Oh, mountain.
Damn!
From the Himalayas.
You a mountain, brother.
Serious!
From the Himalayas.
Some start calling you like Bengali and from Nepal.
You know Brother Malcolm?
Brother Malcolm.
Well, this is Brother Mountain.
Yeah. Rotted.
Nepali, mate.
How much does that cost? I'm going to do one.
1.4%.
This
man.
My one comes back. It's real bad, man. So